welcome in. It's time for Your Life Matters with clinical social worker Dr. Beth Placetka from Safe Harbor Counseling and Dr. Beth Speaks. Dr. Beth, good morning. How are you today?
I'm great, Mike. How are you?
We're doing all right.
So good to be here.
Yeah, it's a busy week. A lot of folks getting set for Thanksgiving, which is kind of fun.
It's right around the corner.
It is.
It's right around the corner. And I think it's really a good time to take a look at what gratitude does for us. When we, you know, there's so many countries that celebrate Thanksgiving throughout the world that we know that it has a lot of benefits.
Sure.
So often as clinicians, we have clients keep a gratitude journal because we know that it helps them. And surprisingly, it helps in 7 ways.
A gratitude journal. Before we get into the 7 ways, what is a gratitude journal? Can you explain what that is?
It could be a small notebook or it could be a fancy little one that you get someplace. But at the end of the day or throughout the day, you write down things that you are grateful for. It could be your health. It could be a job. But it also could be that, like, maybe there was an accident and you came out well, or that you learned something through a negative event. Somebody said something unkind and you thought, oh, I didn't know I came across that way. Thank you for making me be aware. So to put things in a positive vein so that our events of our life don't run us over.
Okay. So a nice way to just kind of reinforce some positive things that are going on. Taking notice of even simple things that are nice and positive and good and making a record of that, I guess.
Exactly, and keeping ourselves from being a victim, because when we're grateful, we're in charge.
All right, sounds good. So the benefits, you mentioned 7 of them?
Yeah, well, here's one of them. One of them is that we develop more relationships. When we say thank you to someone, what we've actually done is accepted the gift of whatever they did, holding the door, giving us a cookie, an actual big gift. So if we want to have more relationships, gratitude is the way to do it.
Okay.
Another one is a physical health. We notice that statistics show grateful people experience fewer aches and pains and report feeling healthier. And then because they feel healthier, they take better care of their health.
Yeah, and I think people with bubbly personalities and they always seem to be outgoing and that kind of thing, it kind of correlates.
Exactly.
You know, they just have a good positive mental attitude, I guess, is one way to put it. And they always seem to be kind of in good spirits.
Right, and the energy keeps them going.
Right.
It keeps them going.
Okay.
Another one is psychological health. You know, things can wear us down. And what it does is it helps us when we're grateful for things that go on in our life. It helps us get rid of the toxicity in our lives, the poison. We forget about being envious and frustrated because we know there's good things going on in our lives as well.
Okay.
Another thing it does, 4, is that it enhances empathy and reduces aggression. Empathy, of course, means that we can understand how someone else feels. It doesn't mean that we feel sorry for them, but given the same situation, we can predict what they would feel. So if I said, you know, unfortunately my dog died, many people would be able to respond to, oh, that'd be terrible. That's empathy. Aggression, of course, is acting out unkindly or aggressively toward others. And so we know that when people behave in a pro-social or a positive way or in a gratitude way, they feel better about themselves.
This next one's a big one. I kind of like this because I think we all need a little more sleep, right?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Sleep helps us be grateful, by the way. But also, when we're not grateful, it interrupts our sleep.
Yeah.
It makes us anxious while we're sleeping. Our dreams don't get finished. We wake up sometimes in the middle of the night between 2 and 4 and can't get back to sleep as we ruminate over the other things, not really sure how to fix it. So turning to gratitude helps.
So there's a way to, you know, right before you go to bed to maybe, if you're keeping this journal that you mentioned or just kind of jotting down some things that you're grateful for, and it's a nice way to kind of go into that sleep with a positive feeling.
Exactly. And then also on days when you're feeling a little bit low when you get up or you're off kilter because you got up at an odd time, it's great to reread that and think, hey, my life is pretty good.
Sounds good. All right, we got 2 more.
Okay, one is self-esteem, how we feel about ourselves, and not because we're all that, but because we do have gifts and skills that we can use to compensate for our weaknesses, and that gratitude journal or that gratitude attitude helps us identify them. And then the last one is mental strength. It not only reduces strength, but it helps us overcome trauma. We all have terrible things that happen throughout our lives, and it gives us the opportunity to go back to a strong foundation that things have been okay, and we can move on forward. So we recognizing that what we have a lot to be thankful for really does foster resilience, which is the thing we need most to get through our lives. And our lives matter.
Talking about being grateful on Thanksgiving week, any final points?
There's a couple of, you look at the website, we have a couple of books that might be interesting, the 90-Day Gratitude Journal and the Little Book of Gratitude, books that listeners might want to check out.
Awesome. Thanks as always for your time, and we'll do it again next week.
Okay, sounds good. Thanks, Mike.
That's all the time we have left for today. Don't forget, you can submit your questions at safeharboril.com and tune in next Monday morning for Your Life Matters right here on WSPY.